KKPP Mobile.
Good morning, WAW. Oh man, yawn.
Good morning. Only here for a little bit. Driving from New Baltimore to my office. Today is meeting day and breakfast day, and I got the straw to do the breakfast. So I went to Gordon's. I got those little things you put in the oven, set the timer up automatically, and got that. Got in the back of my car, so I'm getting to the meeting a little early to get everything ready for all of our team. So that's my agenda for today. And if I don't talk to you, I wish you the best on your event tomorrow.
Yeah, well, good deal. I don't know what those little oven things are. The little pastries, breakfast pastries. That sounds good. I'm supposed to be fasting now. They said 24 hours before my surgery. My surgery is supposed to be this time tomorrow. So, that stinks. Although I could probably just sneak something in right now. But I'm not really hungry. Should be pretty uneventful. It's pretty routine stuff, outpatient. So, no big deal.
No, they're like a breakfast mix. They got sausage in them, potatoes, hash brown, cheese. It's actually quite convenient. So if you ever wanted to do something for your team or what have you, it's actually pretty good, and it's relatively easy to do. Takes about an hour to bake. You just put it in the oven the night before, and you tell the timer to go off at 6 a.m., and it, you get up, and 6:30 is halfway done. Get all ready, like I am right now, and they're done. So they're pretty good. I got one that's kind of like a pancake mix. You know, it's got all the stuff in it and everything, you know, the frosting and have you, a little bit like a dessert tasting type thing. You know, probably a pretty high calorie, high carb type thing. And then, of course, they got the breakfast, which is basically like everything all mashed into one with gravy in it. And you just bake it and you call it good. And they actually taste pretty good, and they're actually kind of popular at our place.
Is it like a pie, multiple, or single serving?
It's like a pie. It's probably, I don't know, 8 inches by 12 inches. And everybody just, you just put a scooper in there, and everybody just grabs what they want type thing. So I usually do two of those and one of the pancake things. So it's pretty cool. I'll send you a picture of it.
No, it sounds good. I'll have to check it out. See what that's all about. Chris, I'd have to, like you say, I'd have to do it up before work and bring it in. So, but good deal. I don't even know where there is a Gordon's anymore near me.
Yeah, the only one I know is up here in the neck of the woods by, about 24 in Gratiot, but it gotta be all over the place. It's a pretty popular supply place.
Oh yeah, there used to be two down this way, and now I don't know where they, you know, one of them closed, it's been reopened. The one at 16 Mile and, or was it 15? No, it's 15 in the Quinter. That one closed, and I think there was another one on Grosbeck on my way to work. I think that one closed. Might have been one on Van Dyke. I'm not sure if that one's open or closed. I have to check, but yeah, two I knew of closed.
That's not good. It's probably all that healthy living we do up here on the northeast side. Or healthy eating. So, all right, I'm here. I gotta let you go. I got a lot of honeydews for the company to do. So, have a great day. WAW and KPP.
Okay, have fun. WAW.
Okay, R-U-H, mobile.
Good morning, W-8-F-U, how you doing, Anthony?
Morning, Sean, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. The hungries haven't hit yet. So stupid fasting. And I'm guessing that I'm okay now, but come lunchtime, I'm probably going to be a little hangry.
How many hours a day are you fasting?
Oh, this is not for that. Although when I was doing that, I was doing a, what was I doing, an 18-6, is it? I think I was doing an 18-6 or something like that. I forget. And, or 16-8, yeah, 16-8. But, no, this is 24 hours before a outpatient procedure. 24-hour fasting beforehand. It's supposed to be tomorrow morning about this time. So, not the intermittent fasting.
Got ya. Yeah, 24 hours can be kind of rough, but luckily it's only 24 hours, right?
Yep, longest I ever went was, I think I got 3 days. I think I went 3 full days and some change. And, that's the longest I went. And that one was because I was trying to, you know, quick cleanse. I had my sugar was a little up. I was trying to get things back down fast as possible and stuff. I don't know if it worked or not, but...
I don't think I've made it 3. I think I've made it 2, but it wasn't necessarily on purpose. I was coming off being sick and just didn't want to eat, so 2 days is about as far as I've gotten. I think I could probably, if I wanted to do it on purpose, I could probably get 3 days. I'm pretty stubborn.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a bit, but you kind of find your groove after a while, so... This, I think the hardest part of this one will be just getting through lunch, dinner, to the evening. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I haven't even heard yet. You know, this is the craziest thing. This is, again, it's an outpatient procedure. And they haven't even given me a time yet. It's tomorrow. I said, can you even give me a ballpark? Because I've got a person that's got to bring me. They got to stay with me. They got to bring me home. It'd be nice to be able to give them a ballpark and say, well, you're the first one of the day, that much we know. So, you know, it'll be like 5:36, you have to be here. I'm like, but you won't know until the day before. So I still don't even know what time tomorrow.
That's got to be super frustrating. I can't even imagine.
Sorry about that. I was picking up my coffee from the... from the drive-through window. So, anywho. By the way, I don't know if you heard or not. I got a bunch of sidecars I purchased off eBay. I worked out a deal with a guy for a quantity. And not sure if I don't think you were on the list of wanting one, but I don't. You haven't even got your phone hooked up yet. But. I got 15 of them, and 13 are accounted for so far, so, but the sidecars are lots of fun.
I did see that. Is that so that you can add extra extensions?
I think you can do both. I think you can add another extension if you had, you know, multiple lines. But what we're using them for is we're putting we're using them as speed dials. And so, you know, all the people that, you know, you know you can put on the thing. And then the busy light actually gives you an indication if they're off hook, on hook, somebody's calling them, and all that. So you can kind of like get a feel for, you know, where there's activity. And the biggest place we've been using it is on the conference bridge. You know, when you see that go red, you say, oh, somebody's on the conference bridge, and you can glance over at the thing and say, see who's probably, you know, I mean, it's all perhaps who's in it. So, but it's just kind of gives you a visual of a group. And so, but I mean, it's all teats on a bull, you know. I mean, it's like whatever, but we're having fun with it.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't have my phone set up yet. I have my credentials for both of the services. I just haven't had any time to mess with that. Like I was saying in the telegram the other day, the only time I turn my radios on at this point is in the car, on my way into work, on my way home, and if I'm lucky, I'll be screwing around outside and throw one on. But I've been so busy lately, it's actually disappointing. But I get to change that starting tomorrow. I'm on vacation, so we'll have some fun, hopefully.
Yeah. You don't want to waste your vacation with this stuff. So, but no, I get it. That's the same with me. I'm mostly on commuting, which I'm doing right now, on the way in, on the way home. And now the difference is I do have a radio sitting right there near where I'm on the computer where I watch TV. I got a radio not far, and unless I have the volume down because I'm talking to, you know, family or doing something else, I usually can jump in here and there. So that's but otherwise, yeah, it's mostly the commute and the drive time. That's always been the case, you know, except drive times have become so unpredictable. Used to be almost everybody was traveling, you know, in the mornings, you know, give or take, you know, a window, and then in the evening. But now, with after post-COVID, you know, it's like less than the, yeah, more and more people are starting to get back to the grind where there's a regular commute, but it's not quite the same, you know. People are commuting very differently now.
Absolutely. I think I was talking to Davian the other day. He goes into the office only 2 hours, or I'm sorry, 2 days a week. I'm in the office 4 days a week, so, you know, for me, the one day, if I'm thinking about it at my desk at home, I like you, I have a radio that I could throw on, but, you know, sometimes I don't even think about it. I just get down to work and try to get my stuff done and don't think about throwing the radio on. So, yeah, commute times are weird. Even, like, the home commute is weird, because everybody starts and finishes at different times, so you can't really get in a groove, at least that I've figured out.
Yep, that's the new radio landscape. So, but, there's been increasingly more commuting traffic here. And then, you know, you think linking, right? You think linking, well, if we put enough repeaters together, you'll have somebody from each of the repeater areas commuting. But that hasn't so much been the case here in ham radio. Over on the GMRS side, yes. But you know, it's pretty, there's only six frequencies, so you're likely going to find all the people. You know, they don't have as much choice, so therefore there's a little bit more commuting activity there.
Yeah, I agree. I have noticed the activity picking up, though, definitely in the last few months, but even more so since I got involved 3 years ago. You know, I couldn't find any radio traffic. I also have learned a lot and have met a bunch of you guys and understand things better and know where to look, but man, it was bleak for a while there, and now at least most of the time I can get a conversation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that brings my commute to an end. I'm here. I'm going to get inside, and if I'm really, really careful, I won't spill my tall Starbucks all over my car. Yesterday, I'm getting out. I set it on the up on the dash as I was getting ready, and then as I went to grab the whole dang thing, got in my radio, my two handheld control heads, for the, like the one I'm on now. Most of it, luckily, went in the cup holders, but everywhere, just spilled the whole damn thing. Never got a sip out of it. I'm going to try not to do that today. Anyhow, Anthony, you have a good day. It looks like it's going to be a nice one, and we'll talk to you a little later. After yours, W8FU.
Thanks, Sean. Have a great day, and if I don't talk to you, good luck in your outpatient tomorrow. We'll probably talk to you in a week or so because I'm headed out of town. So have a great day. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon. KE8RUH, monitoring.
KZ8Z Mobile. KZ8BSI, what's up?
I think I'm going to have to stop at Kroger and get some of that Stoke coffee. Those two conies make me sleepy now.
I ran in and got my water jug and walked back out, and Sue was there in her car. Did that quick. I walked in, walked out, and there she was. It scared the heck out of me. So she just got home, and I am off to get my new glasses.
Yeah, I was stopped at the end of your street when she was turning in right past me, and I'm looking out my window waving and making a silly face, and she was just stuck right ahead looking down the street, and she missed me.
Yep, that does not surprise me. I don't know if she knows your car either, but anyway, so yeah, she was close.
Hey, did you get any of those special coatings on your glasses?
Yeah, it's pretty loaded up. They're progressive, they are anti-reflective, and anti-scratch or something, and there's a bunch of things on them. Anything I could get, I got.
Yeah, I did the same thing on mine. And obviously they've held up. The lenses are in great shape. I need new lenses now. I think I'm past due. Although every time I go to the eye doctor, which I go once a year, and he just says, yeah, you got a little change, but it's not enough to force you to get new glasses unless you want some. So I just go, well, okay.
Yeah, your glasses, they're great. They look good, and they've held up. But now that they haven't, in their eighth year, they decided to fail. They don't owe you nothing. So you get to go shop for new ones. How fun. Oh, and I got the transitions where they change to dark in the sun. There's two types of that. One of them doesn't work in a car because your car's glass blocks UV light, and so I got the one that does work in your car. it's not a coating, but I did get the transitions, so they'll turn into sunglasses in the sun, and there's two types of that. One of them will work in the car, and one of them will not work in the car because your automobile's glass blocks UV light. So I got the ones that do work in the car, or the type that works in the car.
Oh, that's very cool. I didn't know they had those. Is that fairly new?
I'm not sure. The way I understand it, the original transition lenses worked regardless of you know, auto glass or not. And then the new transition lenses, which work better, actually. They're quicker and they're darker, but they don't work in your car. So I have to get the older version just because I want it to work in the car. So I'm not sure which one's newer, older, better, whatever, but I got what I prefer.
Ah, okay, cool. Okay, man, good luck getting them. Hope they all fit and you're set to go. I'll talk to you. Easy, easy.
All right, roger that. Just so you know, if you don't specify, you'll get the new stuff that won't work in your car. They don't even ask. You got to kind of tell them. You kind of got to know about it because it's more of a special order or not the default order. KEA-VSI.
Okay, cool. Copy that.
Waterford, Michigan.
NAPP.
KE8VSI Mobile.
Been awful quiet around here, Greg. NAKPP.
Howdy, howdy. Well, it's not quiet now because you're here and I'm here. Just picked up my new glasses in Shelby and heading back home. What you up to?
I am driving back from Ann Arbor, 12 mile and 94. I had to go down there and customer's air compressor was spewing oil, and which it was. Felt kind of sorry for him. It didn't have that many hours on it, and it was out of warranty, so somehow I got to make that customer happy, and a drain, floor drain issue at a garage. So that was my extent of the day. I really didn't plan on doing all that traveling, but my son, who also works for us, had more on his plate than he could handle, and I said, sure, I'll do the big drive. So he's home, and I'm driving. How does that work?
Interesting. Well, what do you do? You'll be home in 20 minutes, so not too bad in the end.
No, not really. Yeah, that's right. We're at my 231. So, yeah, I got about 10 miles, 15 miles or so. So, I will make it, go home, let the doggy out, maybe go back to the office and take care of a few issues and call it a day. So, how'd your day go?
Oh, pretty good. I went and met Sean at his office, picked up my sidecar for the Cisco phone. And KZ8Z Dave met there as well, and KF8S, and us three went out to lunch. And then, like I just said, picked up my new glasses. So that's the extent of my day. I can't complain.
Yeah, I got a couple sidecars coming. The kids are having a blast with their phone. I told you I got one of those VoIP MS phones. Programmed that for the kids and made it an extension of the, actually got them with their own phone number. So the five-year-old just turned five. He caught on to that really quick. He's already got the speakerphone and the handset thing down all figured out and everything else like that. And, you know, I'm all excited. I call him a couple, three times, and I heard him tell his mom, it's Grandpa again. I go, oh, great. That didn't take long.
Oh, very cool. Got the hang of it at 5. All right. Well, cool. Got new toys, and everybody's playing with them. That's good.
Yeah, Sean invited me to his shop. I just haven't had a chance to get that. One of these days, I got to go over there and check it out. I imagine it's quite the place, at least for us radio toy boys.
Yeah, I've been there before in the meeting area for USICA Ham Club meetings, which is no longer there. They partitioned that off for another situation. But, yeah, there's just his office, another office, the bench tech's got a big little area. So not much to it. Lots of toys around there, though, and, you know, it's interesting to see anyway. So we were able to get over there because he's not available probably, well, definitely not tomorrow, and then who knows about the rest of the weekend. But so we picked him up and got him paid, and I get to go home. Oh, that's right, I got a new toy. I got the sidecar I can play with when I get home. Very good.
I've been playing with that All-Star 3. That's been kind of cool. I've reformatted it a couple, three times, and I figured out what I was doing wrong. So I wasn't really in the root directory. I didn't know that when you hit sudo su, that's not the root directory. It has to say root. So then it's sudo su space, then a dash, and that takes you into the root. And then all of a sudden everything started taking. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to play with that again and get it so comfortable with it. But I've got it so I can do it pretty fast. But that's quite a nice program. They did a good job with that. I don't know if you played with that all yet or not.
Yeah, I do the same thing with Linux just because I just don't have tons of experience with it. I mean, I could poke my way around and figure things out, no problem. But little things like that would definitely get me, if you're not in the root. Yeah, I could definitely see myself doing that. ASL 3.0, I have not messed with it. The only All-Star node I have is a clear node, and I want to leave it a clear node because it does digital modes as well. So I won't be doing that unless I decide to build a second All-Star node. If I do, then that's definitely the route I'm going. And from what I've seen, yeah, they did do a nice job on it.
Yeah, well, if you do decide to build one, I have a Raspberry Pi to play around with. That Micro Center, I don't know if you've ever been there or not. I mean, that's another big boy toy store. They always seem to have them in stock right there in Madison Heights, 14 in the highway, 14 and 75 basically. So that's the place where I usually just go and get them. And they're probably less money than anywhere else I've seen online.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I've been there many times. And, yeah, they're definitely competitive on their pricing, so very good. Yeah, I constantly think about it. I kind of want to build a full duplex one, but I've got so many other things on my list. It's kind of low because I don't need it. So maybe one day, but not right away.
I did, NAKVP. I did do the full duplex one. Up the little blue box, did all of that fun stuff, all of that, and then it just didn't seem like it was worth it when it was all said and done, you know, because you need two radios, which is no big deal. Those little Redivises, you can buy a pair of them now for like $30, but, you know, then you have to keep them charged up, or you have to figure out a way to get a current to them, and it just looks messy. You know, when you're all said and done, it works, but it looks like, you know, Frankenstein's bench. So I go, okay, so then I get bored with it, pulled all the stuff out, kept the Weiss box, and I just plugged the Weiss box into one of those little ASRIC Amazon radios, and it works fine.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, that's, you know, another reason. It would literally be just for a project to do. The usefulness, there's a little bit of utility in it being full duplex, but not much. And, yeah, I would be the guy who would want to make it pretty, too. So I would either find a way to mount it in a box or whatever. Yeah, it's low on my list.
Well, if you move it to the higher of your list and you want to play around with the blue box, let me know. I got one I'll let you play with. No big deal. So, not a big yank. So, once you did it, yeah, then you said, yeah. Well, what Sean says, yeah, I got the T-shirt. I'm good.
Yep, exactly, Roger that. I've got several projects that were, you know, I didn't know at the time that it would be temporary or not utilized much afterwards, but I got the T-shirt. All of them, I have no regrets doing any of them because, you know, you learn from it, and it's kind of like what I like to do. So, in any case, if I ever do that, that'll be exactly what it is. Get the T-shirt, and if for some reason the utility is high enough, I would keep it, but if not, I would probably move on to the next project.
Second, I'm going to try Richmond repeater on Chesterfield. Let's see if this works any better in 8KPP.
KE8BSI. Yeah, one of your transmissions was a little bit scratchy, and then it cleaned back up. But this is actually definitely better now that you moved, so you're good in Richmond.
Yeah, about 2194 is about where I changed. And, man, I'm south of that, so Hall Road in 94, that's about where it changed. Yeah, I was starting to hear a lot of static and everything else. Of course, I got a good reader, but I don't have much of an antenna on this thing. I just got one of those little shot blast antennas on it. It's the work car, so I got the radio hung with two hooks on the side of the little console, and it works pretty good. And the little shot blast antenna, it does a good job, but I just didn't want it to look like a police car or a ham radio car, because at the end of the day, it is a work car. So that's why I try to go where it belongs. I guess if I had a better antenna, it would have worked. But hey, got the repeater up there, might as well use it.
Yep, Roger that. And for what it is, it's actually working pretty good. So nothing wrong with that.
Well, good. Okay. Yeah, I chatted with Sean a little bit this morning. Wished him well. So I think he'll do good on this thing. So get his hand back to operational normal. That'll be good. So all is well. So okay, dude. I'm going to let you go. You have a good day. Stay out of trouble. Anything else pops up, I'm usually around. I'll chat with you a little bit later. In 8KPP.
All right, very good. I am a mile from home, and I'll be wrapping it up here, too. So talk to you soon. KE8BSI.
KE8KPP. W8FU. N8ALZ, listening from Lake St. Clair.
Unlike over here,
here it does. 1, 2, 3.
way.
KF8BLX monitoring.
NASBNEW.